Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Sykes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Diaz for a passed ball. Stanley moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Dade moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Morris now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Horace Speed now playing left field. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to third. Staub moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Stanley moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Parrish moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Jim Kern now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Horace Speed. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing left field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Dade moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Steve Foucault now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Thornton moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Thornton scores. Manning moves to third. Cox moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Crawford now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larville Blanks now playing shortstop. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.